Welcome back to the Of Steam, Steel, and Murder podcast. Tonight, we continue with our Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast game. The players were Jameis, Nick, Sharon, and Richard. Enjoy Session 12, Part 1. Alright, so we're back with Deadlands, Tales from the Shattered Coast, and this should be, by my count, and I hope people agree, Session 12.
I can count that high, yes.
Alright.
Sure, why not?
Richard still has those extra vestigial fingers, so he can actually count to 12 on his hands.
He's taking the socks and shoes off, that's what happened.
Alright, across the board there, we'll start with Sierra, Luke, Young, and Gideon. Tell us what cards you got this time.
Okay, well, I got peace. Your hero is able to improve the attitude of a group in an encounter, perhaps by recognizing someone in the crowd, showing respect, or offering a bribe. It doesn't work on true enemies, only neutrals you happen to cross paths with.
Holy crap, that's going to be useful.
And shaken in their boots, play in a combat situation. Your character does or says something so horrific and intimidating that it brings the area to a standstill. All other characters, friend, foe, are shaken.
Nice. And what did Luke draw?
I have seized the day, in which I can act as if the character acts as if he had drawn a joker this combat round. Or epiphany. Something you never understood before suddenly clicked. You gain a D6 in any skill you previously did not have for the remainder of this game session. And considering I might need to swim, I'm sure that won't be useful at all.
Nice. And Young.
And you're the one with the explosives as well. So you can swim and fly.
I have explosives.
Get a clue. Play this card to get a clue from the GM. Advice how to solve a current predicament or problem. And one which nobody except me will want. Power surge. Immediately regain 2d6 power points. Those are my two.
Have spilled the beans. The subject of your questioning tells you everything you want to know, whether by friendly persuasion, intimidation, or force. And second win, play on your hero to automatically remove all wounds sustained in this combat, but not crippling injuries. If shaken, he is unshaken now as well.
All right.
How many trips do you get there, man?
Well, I get one for each of you. I get one for each wild card that's going to be in the session.
Well, no, you get three.
They get their own.
They get their own set of chips, just like we get three. They will get three. Right. Or more if they've got luck or whatever.
Okay, who would like to give a recap? There's a fate chip in it. A Benny, I guess.
A fate
chip. I think I gave the last recap, so.
You and James did it.
Can't remember what we did
last time on Tales from the Shattered Coast, we went to see Big Ears Tam. Big Ears Tam was impressed by much of our, well, they'd heard stories about us anyway, which seemed to be impressive. Whether they were accurate or not, who knows. We asked him for the golden key to the vault of the Explorer Society, and he said, if you work for me for a couple of weeks, I'll give it to you. So we agreed, after working out he was a man of his word. The first task he set us was to go and deal with Kang, who was a notorious pirate in this area. He was the one who was working alongside Thin Noodle Ma, and who wanted the amulet that we prevented him from getting. We heard that Kang had been out and about in the local area, had just done a raid, and was going to schedule to go back and pick up the spores from his attack if he stuck to his patterns. We turned up there. People threw explosives at us. Eventually, we threw an explosive back. And now we are waiting to see what we can do to the giant Kang's... Or, sorry, the giant ship of Kang, not the giant Kang.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Noticing that apparently, in Deadlands specifically, not in Savage Worlds as a whole, there are a limited number of fate chips in the bag. And we are apparently getting very close to that limit.
Everybody spend your chips.
No, everyone get more chips so the GM can't draw any.
just a couple or a minor edit or correction is that we weren't going to kill Warlord Kang. We are just going to
sink his boats.
Are going after one of his ships, but in particular his flagship. And
But if he happens to accidentally get killed, things happen.
He is one of the major rail barons. He's not going to be.
But if he happens to get killed, things happen.
Probably be pretty bad, but we'll see. That's what's up.
All right, sounds good. And you had devised a plan at the end of the last session as to you had a mining cart, you had some ghost rock, and Luke had rigged together an explosive device.
I don't remember that. Okay.
Plan? That doesn't sound right.
Well, you had talked about it. Now, the question is, how do you go about doing this?
That was totally my plan. Yes, we had a plan. Stop acting like we don't have one.
You guys had mentioned, since Warlord King had some of his men here on this little island, that you were going to pose as these men, and you were going to bring the ore carts full of ghost rock on board, having rigged an explosive. So the question is, do you go on with that? Is that the continued plan?
I look at the dead bodies and see whether A, any of them are white, and B, whether one of them is female, and see whether we could pull this off.
No, and maybe.
What I was thinking is that, yep, frankly, there's going to be an obvious pick here for it is, but if one of us is down there when they turn up, the rest of us are up top with a bit more distance. So, hey, we're getting things ready. We'll be joining you soon. And then whoever's down there would sort of get the ghost rock explosive device onto the ship and then you run away and then boom, it goes off.
Well, we can discuss that with one of the survivors we have up here, whether or not that is, in fact, something that they would do. Whether or not
by survivors, I think you mean single survivor. Because
you had interrogated the survivor last time, and in fact, yes, that is part of their job. They were supposed to sanitize the island, kill all the living workers, and what ghost rock had been mined are to be pushed off onto the ship when it arrives.
Right. So could we be up here and, you know, basically yell down, hey, guys, we'll be with you in a minute. And
someone should be at the dock.
There's an obvious person.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. But they're not going to load it on board themselves. I mean, those things that ghost rock are pretty heavy. There'll be people coming off of the Abysmal to help load it as well.
Yeah. And there was like four survivors. There was a lot of people survived.
It exploded.
Yeah, some of them exploded, but one of them went down a mine, and then a couple other ones.
Yeah, one of them survived. I know, we might have two survivors. I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure we had more than one. There's at least three survivors.
Random question, Bert, that I want to ask for no particular reason. If we say took a dive off the top of this cliff into the water, how hard would that be as not die?
You probably would, considering that the water closest to the island is only a few feet deep, and then there's rock right afterwards.
How close would the ship be coming in?
You don't know, honestly. You have not seen the ship.
Hey, poke poke survivor guy, how close does the ship come?
Once again, since you have completely broken this guy's will, there is a place that the Abysmal can get close enough that the ore carts can be ran out along the, if you remember, there's kind of a wharf setup. Where you docked your boat originally. So at the end of that pier, the water is deep enough to hold the steamboat the Abysmal is ran off of steam. So, yeah. But if you were to take a dive off the top of the cliff, you couldn't clear that far out.
Right. Pretty.
Well, one thing I think we should deal with now, before anything else happens, is someone needs to go back to our captain's boat, which I can't remember the name of, and tell them to vamoose.
They've already taken us.
Have they?
Yep.
Yeah, they're gone, I believe.
They're totally gone. They left. The ruse was that we were a normal trading vessel. We came up and saw the utter devastation, so we vamoosed. The trading vessel vamoosed, and we were going to be commando sneaking aboard. Unfortunately, we are not sneaky, and they were they were really, really lucky. A guy was probably taking a leak over the side of the cliff and toss. So, and then we had to kill them all.
Yes, it wasn't our fault at all. It was their fault that they spotted us.
Well, no, it was told luck by us, but, you know, such things happen. We roll with the plan.
Okay. I had not realized the plan had left already.
I have plans, and we follow the broad strokes. Not necessarily all the strokes. Broad strokes. Baby steps, man. Baby steps.
So is that the, do you indeed follow that plan, guys?
Well, that's more of an intention than a plan currently, because we...
I meant about the explosive in the mine cart. Trying to get
right.
Yeah, so we send Yong down there.
Well, I'm going to have to go down if we want to. We've got a bit of time before the ship turns. It's only going to turn up in the next 2 seconds. Someone should bring a lookout. Someone go look out, see if the ship's turning up in the next 2 seconds.
Yeah, I'm halfway decent at looking out.
In the meantime, I'll go down and start setting up explosives.
But what about, are we going to have, I mean, Yog's the only guy here who speaks Chinaman, and I can't lie. So, gonna have to be Yog down there.
Yeah, well, I said there's an obvious choice for who's going to have to be down there.
I mean, I can touch Yong and see if I can misdirect, but that's kind of skirting the edge.
You do not look the part.
We could disguise ourselves, I mean. Particularly from a far away distance. And
but the person on the dock is not going to be far away from the people who are loaded.
Well, we have some skill with disguise. Don't really have a
disguise. You have said you cannot lie.
Yeah, like, I can do some gentle misdirection, but lying super bad for me.
So you can lie by omission as much as you want, but...
Yeah,
can't
like
actually tell a falsehood.
Yeah, like I could be like, where's your other guys? Oh, they're upstairs or they're up at the top of the basin, because that would be technically true because they're all up there. But if they ask me, is everyone alive? I would have to be like, not so much.
Yes, all of my guys are alive.
Yeah, I could say something like that, but yeah, it'd be pretty disingenuous for me. But, I leave that in the hands of people who are better at things than I am. Honestly, I think it's...
Does anybody have a different plan? Then that is the plan we go with.
So, Yong, down there, and... How good are you at lying, Yong? I can't believe I'm advocating.
I am very good at it.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
I fooled you.
Pretty bad there, John. Yep, that won't actually help you. Yeah, so. Okay.
It should not be
plan.
The lying. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, so let's.
It wouldn't fit the context.
Let's dress out these guys. Honestly, does one of them, like, have this super big hat?
Sure. So one of them can have a super big hat.
Yeah, one of those big sandpan hats.
There you go. Yeah, one of those sandpan
hats. Yeah, because we should probably have one of us downstairs with Yong in case this all goes very, very wrongly.
Who can shoot rifles? Well, I prefer them to be at the top.
Yeah, so.
I can shoot okay.
I'm an average. I'm a reasonable marksman for, like, normal people, but as far as Deadeye Yong and Deadeye Luke, I'm nowhere near in comparison with you two. Yong, you shot
Deadeye.
That.
Dr. Deadeye, who is pretty deadly.
Yeah, y'all are all pretty Deadeyes, and I am not. I am just super, like, pew pew. So I guess it's me downstairs.
Your ability for us to breathe underwater, how well does that work? How long does that work?
Not good. It's like one person.
For how long?
Let's see.
And about we're about 60 feet up this cliff or much higher?
That's about right.
Okay.
That's not it. Elemental protection. Oh, 1 hour.
So if the ship comes in, one of us could be hidden underneath.
Well, I'd have to touch you to cast it.
Yes, and then we come down. We would see the ship coming.
Yeah.
Okay, so if anything goes south downstairs, we're at long range for a rifle, but it can be done, right?
Okay. So,
you're looking about probably, let's see, 100, 60 feet down and probably 40 over. So you're looking at about 100 feet.
So that's extreme long range for a
rifle. Well, those are your yards. I should really say things in.
Oh, okay. Oh, so we're at about mid range then for a rifle. That's cool. That's cool.
Like 34 yards, 33 and a half.
Quick query. Let's get this prisoner to describe the general layout of the. What's the ship's name?
The Abysmal.
Oh, yes, the Abysmal. Let's get this guy to do a quick layout of the Abysmal. And, Luke, do you think that perhaps you might be able to strap an explosive at the bottom of it and cause a chain reaction?
One small thing. Me for a moment. Is that the explosives do not work well on water.
Certain types. Ghost Rock has no problem.
Yeah, triggering it, though, in underwater. Yeah,
Ghost Rock doesn't... It needs to burn to explode. So, that's going to be tricky underwater.
Well, created...
As close I love to... the pier, Bert.
Yeah, that's a pretty good pier, man.
I'll be back in a moment.
He gives you a description, and that's why I put up the map so you can kind of see. But the Abysmal is a sleek black ironclad bristling with gun barrels, and it flies at pirate's skull and bones alongside the Iron Dragon flag.
Ridiculous. That is a ridiculous level of cannon. Holy crap. All right.
Got a bunch of ghost rock, maybe a load planted between some of the cannon. Larger cannon, and then get it lit. We could at least take out some of the armament.
Well, the goal is to take the ship.
I understand the goal is to take the ship. However, they're big. Well, there's them.
You cut out a little bit there,
Sharon. I'm sorry. If we blow up the big cannons, it's certainly going to confuse them a bit, especially if they don't know where, why, or how it got blown up.
Yeah, I'd much rather just sink them.
Ironclad.
Yeah. Explosions.
Yeah, lots of them.
Well, I mean, Ghost Rock.
Engine would be the best thing to take out.
Yeah.
If we were looking to sink it.
Yeah. Anywhere there's...
We always just load up a... If we loaded up a cart with some Ghost Rock and found a way to propel it off the edge, what would our chances be of actually hitting the boat with it?
What?
Well, once again, you've got 40 feet out from the mesa that you've got to get to clear the...
The only way we're going to do that is if they think we're friends.
Yeah, or we have a really big slingshot.
And if they pile all their ghost rock on their ship, and then the boat ghost rock goes kaboom, then their ship's going to go down.
Yeah.
That is plan A. I'm just exploring options of plan B of created watertight... create a water type of explosive, but that's beyond our meager supplies right now. So, plan A.
Would the ghost rock be stored on the ship? Because we only see the upper deck, lower deck.
Yeah, down lower deck. Actually, when the ironclad comes up to the deck, the wharf will be right about at the level to enter the lower deck. It's got an entrance. So it goes right down to the second deck.
Which is good for us, because all you have to do is get a load of ghost rock and explosives to get sucked into the ship and then some kind of way light it.
Well, delayed explosive charge.
Yep.
So it's all up to Luke's engineering skill.
Yes, how many is. People crew this vessel, prisoner man?
Have a chip for that, young. He says, at any one time, there's usually somewhere around a dozen common workers. King's got a few specialized Foo Fighters aboard. Keeps a few of those Chinese ogres. So about 20 some odd crew.
So we'll have music. That's good.
It depends. I mean, if we're set up to do some raiding, that'll probably be a bit more. The Abysmal can hold about 50 people fairly comfortably.
How many people is
pretty standard.
Is it going to be set up for raiding?
No. Since we got a cargo coming on board, it'll be as small as the crews they can get by with, I would imagine. Probably around 20.
Someone played the reinforcements card.
they pull them behind them in a little tugboat.
What's...
If the workers came under attack while they were trying to load the ghost rock, would they send out a force to eliminate the attackers, or...?
Depends. Likely they would use cannon fire to strafe the area, possible.
They would use cannon fire on a mine where ghost rock is being mined?
If nothing's out and exposed, sure.
Given the elevation of the mesa, could they even...
Just keep in mind that ghost rock isn't really unstable. It takes heat. It takes fire to actually get it to do anything. So, you know, a high impact, I mean, if it causes sparks with something else, possibly it could set it off, but...
With the elevation that they have, could they, given the canon of this day... They don't really have any.
They could not. They couldn't get the cattle from, you know, 40 feet out right at the wharf. They couldn't elevate the cannon enough to hit the top of the mesa. But they could very well, you know, go out a little further and bombard it. They certainly could do that.
We're 40 yards up. Good Lord. That's some elevation they got there.
60. 40
yards. 40.
Oh.
40 feet up. Still, that's some super elevation. All right. And some damn good... Well, this is Savage World, so yeah, there's a chance the D6 will explode 50 gajillion times and it kill us all. I still...
I was wondering if we could have people at the top who shot at the people at the who were trying to load the stuff, thus drawing a force out and allowing somebody to go inside and plant an explosive. That was my idea.
I could do that, but I've got a rifle and a shotgun. I'd use the rifle.
I think we would probably hope for the easier option of simply just having a friendly person down there with a cargo helps them load on while we're up on the mesa going, yes, we're preparing another load. And when the friendly goes on, he goes on there, switches on the activate in 2 minutes, bomb, get the hell out of the way, kabloom.
That involves having somebody who can convince them that they are friendly.
They're not expecting people to come in and start attacking them. They're expecting people to be there saying, hey, here's the ore, let's move it on. Another day, another dollar.
With a crew of up to 50, and I think it is possible that they would not know every individual.
Yes, so and are there females, are there women in the crew at all? Yes. There are women in the crew. Then...
We're equal opportunity pirates.
Okay, then it might be best if I go down with him.
Mandarin?
I don't speak Chinese. Mandarin. Are all his crewmen Chinese?
Yes.
Yes.
Racist.
Well, that is a problem there.
Go plan A.
Yeah.
Time release explosive. Get explosive on vessel. Explode vessel.
Other thing I think of is to wreck one of the longboats and have somebody pretend to be someone that got knocked, whose boat broke up and ended up there. But other than that, nothing.
I am thinking of something. I do not know. How big an explosion can we create with what we have here?
Luke might be able to answer that, although I'm not sure if he's ever used the ghost rock as an explosive before. Go ahead and give me a roll at a -2.
No, not intentionally. Yeah. Okay, explosives with my mouse. We mean mouse.
-2 just because it's an odd.
Oh, I'll subtract off 2 of that, so no, I have no idea. If I've got time, I can do some tests with the ghost rock we have here and sort of see what the explosive potential's like.
So we do not know if the ghost rock. Ghost rock explosive could even sink the
We've heard tales of it.
Which is why we're going to have to use a lot of it just to be on the safe side.
Hey, we've got a couple of cartloads here.
Can we make a lot of this? I am wondering if... we need to sink this. So it isn't. I am wondering if we could have somebody place the explosives in the cannons.
Quick question for you. Of the miners that were left to be eradicated, were any of them white and were any of them female?
Sure.
Okay.
I previously asked that.
See where you're going?
No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes, I thought you said crew. Any of his crew were.
No, like, I'm talking about the painters.
No, I know what you're talking about, but I had thought Richard had asked about King's crew here, and no, there none of them were female or white. But the people they killed here, yes.
Because then I can, even though they're supposed to have killed me, I could masquerade. I could be down at the bottom masquerading as a prisoner. That was captured on the idea that there was some sort of, I had some interesting or critical information, and you decided not to kill me, and gang or somebody senior had got it finding out the information. That would put two of us on the bottom, or possibly even three, and it would also cause a bit of a distraction.
Is Sharon breaking up for everyone else?
Or a bit, yeah.
Sorry about that, guys.
No, we heard you. It just breaking up your talking.
Okay, so, I mean, is that feasible as a backup plan? Because if they have a prisoner, you know, if I'm there as a prisoner and other people are loading the ghost rock, they're not going to be paying as much attention. They're going to, their attention's going to be split.
And now
what do
we've
folks
lost.
Have you guys totally lost me?
Just the tail end of what we could see.
Okay, what do folks think of that?
I think we're going a little complex here.
Yeah.
I think...
Man who is here, do you ever take prisoners?
Oh, yes we do, especially women.
Okay.
Men sometimes, because they can be sold for work, but usually they put up a fight and we have to kill them. Women bring a pretty good price.
Where do you sell them?
He's speaking to you. It's just Chinese. You're having to interpret. Black market, usually. Shanfan has an underground of some slavery going on. Other places, but mostly into Shanfan.
Okay. But obviously the Abysmal does not ride into Shanfan.
No. They will be offered somewhere else.
Okay. Hmm.
Is that better?
Can't tell yet. It's usually when you have a long or longer sentence or two.
I can't see no way. No real. I can only see us trying this plan and either failing or succeeding. There is no. I do not think we can refine it further. Or at all.
Well, so do we want Ms. Beauchamp down at the bottom? I mean, how you want to play this? I think it'd honestly be best to keep
do
her.
Do not. There is no try. Yes.
Yes.
I did not say that explicitly. Yeah.
You tried.
Yes. I think it would be for the best if Miss Beauchamp stayed up here, simply because it's another person with a gun up here in case things go really wrong downstairs and we need backup.
Okay, I understand that. All right. So I will stay up here with the gun and cover Young and whoever else decides to go down.
So do we want to send another member of the party downstairs? Because I believe it would be wise, just in case things go wrong, and that member has the capability to use weapons. And honestly, you two are probably better at firearms than I am, and all, some of my stuff is I need
so
to
get. So you are volunteering, is essentially.
Yes. Essentially, I am volunteering to stay up here and see how it goes.
That's not what I was getting at. I thought you said the other two were better with guns.
The other two are better with guns. Some of my blessings require me to be up close and personal to do
so
it.
So you're volunteering to go down?
Mm-hmm. That is indeed what I am saying.
You're not a particularly brawny individual, are you?
Nope. I'm actually quite physically weak.
I'm wondering why they were kept.
Who isn't?
No.
Strength was my dumb stat.
Of all of us, I see Miss Beauchamp here as the greatest prize.
Mm-hmm.
But I do agree that she would be better at the top as a good shot.
Yeah, I'm not saying have her as a quote-unquote prize, but rather, or have me as a quote-unquote prize, have me as acting as if I am a worker with as best a disguise as we can. My back is turned to them constantly, and then...
I think that when they ask you a simple question, you will.
I can
see. Well, he will have touched you up first, so...
Yeah.
Yes, I think that it will take longer than 10 minutes for us to do this, and I know that you have a limit on how long you can.
Yeah, but, I mean... Yeah, give me some basic instructions and see how it goes. Some basic Chinese.
I'm sure it'll be fine. How can Chinese be difficult?
Well, some of the simpler instructions should be good, and I should hopefully be able to get some of it via body language, but... Yeah.
Which you're constantly turned away from.
Yeah, well... we Unless you just want to go down there blind by yourself there, Young, and have all three of us up here.
Well, if you are a basically a slave worker, your Chinese doesn't have to be any
they're
better
Chinese,
than...
They're Chinese. These are not white people.
Anyway, it was just a thought.
I foresee the opportunity to pay you back for when I had to be bloodied up. Perhaps if you were beaten and...
Or we could just have me as a dead body down there.
So dead long body. As you do not take the acting too far.
Yes. Are there dead bodies at the edges down there?
Sure, you can find
them. Yeah, then I... then I'm a dead man down there, and...
Oh, yes, you are.
And if you shout... If something goes wrong, shout, Hummingbird is coming home. I don't know. I don't care. Just shout some. Or gunfire. I don't know. Yep, that seems like a plan. Let's go with that plan.
First things first, I need to explosive up the crate down there.
Okay. And since we've already determined you don't know exactly how big of an explosion Ghost Rock
is. I'm just going to say all of it. That's what my aim is. Go right. Big or go so home. Or go big and go home by flying. So, either way.
You picked up some items to create an explosive before you came. And in particular, you've got a timing device. You have time. Go ahead and give me an explosives roll. You can take your time, so I'll give you a +2 with it.
This will be... We'll have it that whoever loads the crate on will be the one to set the timer, and it'll just be on a limited time thing. So it's not like we set it off now and hope they turn up in an hour.
Actually, I don't want you to know what your roll is. Let me roll it in private. What is your, what would you
D4 for explosives.
Four?
Yep.
Wow.
And a D6 in repair. Yeah. Oh, no, I was going to say a D6 in repair for the mechanics. Unless I put that up. I don't think I did.
Yep. Okay.
Hey, it's more than what you've got in freaking explosives, okay?
Yeah. We just... But
the problem is, I might have spent a chip on that.
Okay, yeah. And here's how I'm going to resolve that. If you botch, you would have no idea how well you did. You did not botch, but you did not succeed. You think this may not work.
Right.
So if you want to spend a chip to...
With a +2, I failed? Oh, I'm aiming for more than a 4?
Yeah, because you're working with an explosive you're not used to. I give you a +2 for extra time. But
I'm just working out if I fail.
I'm looking for a raise for the to actually...
Oh, right, okay. In that case, do I want to use a red chip as a +D6?
You can certainly do that.
What do people think?
That's good.
I do not wish to explode, so I'm in favor.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in favor of it.
This will give Bert another chip.
Same here.
Yep.
Nah.
I mean, if the ship explodes, then we win. If the ship fails to explode, we lose.
Okay.
Plus
and
D6.
If we explode, we really lose.
You can roll the D6 out in the open.
Okay. But I don't know if I want... Do I want to
At this point, I mean, we know you didn't botch, so...
No.
Okay. No. Actually, with the +1, you think that it may work. You know that it will work. But you still, it's still nagging in the back of your head that you're not exactly sure what the brass radius of this thing's going to be.
Let's do a small experiment.
And if I got this right, I mean, you basically rigged this up to an entire ore cart of Ghost Rock.
Yeah.
So, how do we get it from the cart to the
ship? So the cart will explode.
Well,
we load the cart onto the ship, you push the go button on the timer, get out of the way, and then kaboom.
Mr. Prisoner Man, do you load actual carts on there, or do you take it out of there?
It's far easier.
You do. Okay, all right.
Yeah. So, yep, that's good. Get the hell out of the way. What could go wrong?
How long do you think you have set the timer for?
I don't know.
Are using a clock. I mean, you can set it for as much as 12 hours.
Which we're not doing. I'll point out, I am overconfident, so what the hell, it'll do. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Well, how long have you set the timer for? Or how long will we set?
I'm just thinking like 5 minutes. We don't want them to hang around doing with it. So, yeah.
And it's this button here that I push, yes?
Yep.
It's an old-fashioned clock with arms. So like you're going to be moving the arm until it's 5 minutes away from touching the other arm, and then that's what explosion.
Yep, that sounds perfect. Can't get more accurate than that, because we can't get more accurate than that.
Okay, well, this...
Sounds perfect.
I have heard of worse plans.
Yep, many of them have come from us.
Right, so Luke feels pretty confident that he has set up a working explosive device.
I'm overconfident.
Yep, with unknown potential. But it will definitely explode. There's no doubt in your mind that it will definitely explode. So you decided on what you wanted to do for the setup. Now, what have you decided? Who's going to be down here and in what positions?
I'm a dead man.
You're a dead man. Dead white guy. It's all kinds of blood that you can roll yourself around in.
Oh, look at these bloody pieces that are all...
Yeah, there are bits of people all over the place from the last explosion. So if you want to lay some judicious entrails on you, you certainly can.
Pro tip, jumping in the water would be a good thing when the bomb's about to go off.
I will be sure to use the... the pressure wave of the explosive to propel me into the water.
Yeah, because that totally works as well. Actually, in the system, it might. Actually.
I will be down there as welcoming.
Well, once we spot the ship, we don't actually have a ship here yet. So.
Well, no, that is where I will be for the plan. That is what Bert asked.
In the meantime, do we want to get some rest before the ship turns up, or something else we want to do, or just, you know, blow things up?
I want to scope out a good position where I can cover the wharf and my companions, but also provide myself a good amount of cover.
Okay, sure. I tell you what you can do. Go ahead and give me a
tactics roll.
Give me a notice roll as you're trying to basically find a good sniper's nest. Better you do on the roll, the better angle of fire I'll give you. Perhaps a bonus if you do well.
Oops, that's not what I wanted to do.
Now, keep in mind that a shotgun is probably out of range for shotgun.
No, I'm using the rifle.
Nice roll. You find a beautiful sniper's nest with that 15 you just rolled there. And I will give you as if you were aiming, shooting from that nest.
Woohoo!
I'm going to just test to see how well my throwing is at throwing things out to where I think the ship will be, just so I can get some idea. But I'm going to have to throw dynamite. Because I'm looking at the ranges of dynamite, I'm going, I don't believe that.
So you're going to try your pitching arm to see how far you can throw something? Is that the idea?
Yeah. Something about this weight of a dynamite stick.
Sounds good. You have the throwing skill.
Yes.
You do have the
throwing skill. I actually have the throwing skill, which helps. Okay.
In which case, with the throwing skill, you think that you can clear that extra 13 yards.
Okay. Oh, 13. Need. Right. That's technically still long range for dynamite, but yeah. All right. Okay. Just checking. And one of the things we want to do was sort out with the prisoner that he is just going to wave if they call up to say that someone's up there. He's just going to wave, and that's all he's going to do.
You have more than one prisoner. We have three of them. Stop implying that we killed all of them.
Well, and that, you know, we don't want us to be waving there because of our whiteness, but we don't want them to be doing anything more than that, so we'll just set that up.
Yes, that's not my problem here. My problem...
It's my problem if they're going to say, look out, white devils are going to kill you.
No, you're not listening to my problem here. My problem is that you keep implying that we murdered every other person.
Well, we did kind of murder a lot of them.
We did murder a lot of them. I will grant you that. We did not murder all of them. Some of them lived.
They murdered themselves.
Would be a more accurate summation. Spare port. Nonetheless.
Right. I assume one of us is keeping an eye out for the ship.
Yeah, I am. I'm totally doing that. I got a cat nap and that restored me like it was the whole night's sleep.
I just want to do some small-scale explosive experiments with the ghost rock.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much are you going to start with?
Just trying to think of how to... Small chip to start with, just to sort of get to the sort
like
of start setting up. Yeah, say an ounce. I don't know what an ounce looks like off the top of my head because I'm not used to imperial measurements. So I would say, you know, grams. But since you don't know what grams look like.
Like 10 grams.
A small pebble.
About 10
like
grams.
A small pebble.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
10 grams is.
And exactly how do you carry out the experiment? Where do you put it? Where do you put you? How far away do you put you?
Well, we're on the top of the mesa up here.
Okay.
We're just going to go off some way. Well, I do know how to set the thing off, don't I? Pretty sure I do.
Sure. Yeah. You know that quick, high heat will set it off. Like a slow heat of like a furnace or a boiler room will produce quick steam from it. But to make it explode, it's got to be a fast heat. Something, you know, so what's your explosion down there? Your dynamite is probably all concentrated to make a very, you know, when it explodes, that's what's going to generate the quick heat.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, you know, did something else, like put gasoline-soaked rags or whatever around it. So, you got about a 5-gram rock, and you're going to do your test. How far away from it do you get? Because you're going to have to use, like, a plunger device. You don't have any more timing.
No. It'll be a plunger device, I think. Small pebble. Okay. I don't know how much distance I have. We'll go nice and safe and say 10 meters. Or 10 yards of thing. That's more or less the same. Not quite, okay. But more or less.
Yeah, are you doing this all alone? Is anyone around watching?
I'm watching, yes, but there is no... I'll be the same sort of distance where he is. Well,
yeah. I'm expecting it. I'm thinking I don't have a bunker to stand behind, so...
Right. Okay, good enough. So you're young, you're standing around kind of watching everyone else is doing other things. All right, so you rig up your explosive. Oh, you're there too?
I'm lookout.
Oh, you're a lookout. Okay, so, you know, yeah, it's a little five gram rock. You've got to basically tie it to a stick of dynamite.
Yep.
And you got your plunger. Uh-huh. And you set it off. Okay, let's see here. You said you're 10 yards, right? So 5 yards.
Go down 10, four, he said 10 meters.
Three. Yeah, about yards. It's more or less the same.
All right, Young, you were there with him?
Mm-hmm.
Both of you take 3d6 worth of explosive damage.
Okay.
I am sitting in my sniper's nest, just getting very comfortable and used to it.
I'll roll it for you. Oh, well, go ahead. You can roll
it
yourself.
I have 9, so that's... Yes, I take a wound from it.
Uh-huh. How do you do, Luke?
How do you add more dice that way?
Right. If you pin right click.
Oh, ouch!
one of them explodes.
Roll another d6.
Boink.
16.
I'm dead at this point.
What's your soak?
Toughness of 10. 6.
Toughness of 6.
All right. So there's
10. So one raise.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, it's, so it's...
No,
it's
two raises.
Two raises. So
you're going to want to soak.
Two wounds.
Yeah. You want to soak it, or are you going to take the two wounds?
Yeah, this is what I want to spend my chips on.
Yeah, well, I mean, living, pretty important, bro.
All right, let's do a chip.
Right.
And that's why the spirit
roll.
Bigger roll.
And yeah, you're going to want to...
get high.
Yep. Success will remove a wound every raise. Oh, nice.
Yep.
9. Yeah. Woohoo!
You're not wounded. Yep. Congrats.
So both of you are rocked and kind of surprised by how much explosive power this one, you know, 5-gram pebble had. And some of the mining equipment was on the other side of the blast radius. It blew down a little shanty that still remained standing, oddly, from your other devastating explosion up here. The one remaining building that was standing just got blown over.
I think we've got enough of the cart, then. Excellent. Should take care of that ship.
I pick myself up. I go and find Sarah with her medical kit to tend to my wounds.
Me!
Okay.
Yep. It's a concussive wave, so now basically you're thrown back, bruised, your eardrums are probably ringing.
Yep. What?
Well,
might add to the realism of this.
Wow, okay. All right, I patch them up as best I can there.
You took a whole wound there?
Yes, I took a wound.
Okay.
I thought you had a pretty high toughness. Was it
no,
parry
I have a high parry.
Right, okay.
I cannot parry explosions. I am not that good.
Okay.
You walk between what could the you? Concussive blasts.
Should I go ahead and roll that?
Yeah, go ahead.
I walk between the raindrops.
Oh, not so good.
It's enough. One room.
I thank you for your help. It is.
So, how much gross rock do we have in that cart?
Yeah, that was going to be the next question.
Not enough might be the right answer, but
I'm afraid of knowing what you think enough would be at this point.
I'm afraid that if that blows up, the only parts of Gideon we might find would be unrecognizable charred bits.
I think the bigger fear is if it blows up, we may not have a mesa to stand on anymore.
So yeah, each cart's about 100 pounds, so it's 45,000 grams there.
Yeah, no mesa. No mesa. Possibly no California.
Well, if that doesn't sink the ship, we're doing something wrong.
If that doesn't sink the world, we're doing something wrong. Time to go unload some of the carts.
Well, the problem is that they're going to have more than one cart loaded on there, so there's going to be a bit of a chain reaction anyway.
Well, we'll see, but...
Well,
we don't have fool's ghost rock.
No, but we do have rocks.
And we have fools, so we're halfway there.
Well, I mean, if you just pack
pack
the cart, the bottom of the cart with just plain rock, and then put the dynamite in there and the timer device in there, and then top it off with ghost rock. But do you want to take the risk that the explosion is not big enough? I mean,
yes.
I will also go ahead and give me another explosives roll there. Just this is information you're gleaning from your test run.
I know nothing. I know nothing at all.
Okay. Yeah, I mean...
These are crappy bloody rolls I'm doing. What?
Well,
I know. If I got a +2 from doing experiments, then I got something, yeah.
Sure, I'll do that. I'll give you a +2 since you have time to look at it. It's useful information you should have. There will be a limit to this chain reaction because, once again, it's the sudden quick heating. So outside of a certain area, the rest of the ghost rock won't heat up enough to cause an explosion.
Okay.
But likely whatever is in the cart will all be fused, will all go up.
Right.
Okay, so, we could
by
always...
the way, I cribbed notes from the Hell on Earth expansion for Savage Worlds because, you know, they use ghost rock bombs as nuclear weapons.
Oh, jeez. Well, we could always just fill the cart with rocks, put the dynamite and the timing device in there, top it off with some ghost rock, and keep 70 pounds of ghost rock for ourselves.
I think... Certainly, while we don't want to need an entire cart, I don't think we just want a surface level. I want to give it a decent amount. That is a full ship we're trying to do some serious damage to.
Yeah, I mean, a decent amount. Calculate out what's a decent amount.
You figure, once again, just to cut this off, your explosive roll there will give you that each gram is about equivalent to 8 sticks or a bundle of dynamite.
So, all right. Well, okay. I should. Yeah, Thomas would note that somewhere.
So 30 pounds really should be sufficient.
So... calculate it out there, Bubba, and let's see what we need. Let's let the voice of the sky tell us what we need, and then roll with that.
So how many sticks of dynamite do you need? Divide that by 8, then that's how many grams you need.
Yep. Voice in the sky, how much do we need?
We get the old abacus out.
Yeah,
30 pounds.
It's still too much. That's, almost 14,000 grams. Each gram is 5d6 damage at point of impact.
Ten grams
will probably do some serious damage to the ship if you want to go and if you want to triple that, 30 grams or
we also want to make it look like it's a fairly good card, so we're gonna have to use more.
Pounds would be a pretty damn big explosion, but you don't think it would, it might wreck the wharf, or it might wreck the bottom parts of the of the island there, but you don't think it's going to rip down the whole mesa.
So that sounds about right.
So we go 3 pounds then.
Yeah, three pounds, but we're going to have to have it in relatively small chunks to cover the top.
Well, no, it's not. The explosion ain't at the top. The explosion is at the bottom, where we have the real ghost run.
No, she's in the top of the cart.
The top of the cart.
Yes, so, but the top's not going to explode because it's not, right?
We're not talking about the top exploding. We're talking about the top looking real. I mean, you can distinguish ghost rock from regular rock, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes. So it has to have it, you have to have at least a veneer over the top so it doesn't look like.
But
so
what I'm asking the GM is
5 pounds GM, might not be stuck. Cover the surface.
Well, the top layer, no.
You cut out there, Nick. What were you saying?
Ghost rock in the center, layer of rock, then ghost rock top. Would the top ghost rock layer explode?
You don't know. You're not an explosives guy.
Right. I asked the explosives guy.
Once again, he wouldn't know exactly either because he's not worked with ghost rock before. There's a chance that if you threw in some more insulation, it wouldn't.
Okay, so we just insulate it. We do as fine a veneer as we can, but we still center ghost rock death. I still need to be down there, just in case stuff goes really wrong and we can try to save Yonk out of this.
All right, so you're going to go with the sandwich of ghost rock in the center, some on top, and you're going to insulate that center?
Mm-hmm. Insulate the living hell out.
Okay. Wow, you're really bad, Sharon.
Sharon.
We can't hear you at all, Sharon.
Not a single.
I wasn't talking.
It's Jameis.
Not hearing people. Yeah, not hearing you either, Jameis.
No, I'm on mute. I wasn't talking.
That's why we are.
Yeah, we figured it out.
Perhaps your Bluetooth headset is out of juice, Jameis.
Yeah, we are getting some sounds from you if you are hearing us. The intermittent cutout, staticky half noises.
I would mark this down as cut out of the podcast.
Well, there goes Jameis. Well, that is one way that we have solved who is going to be down and up.
Jameis is not going
to be there at all, which is a shame. He's the explosives. Well, how much explosives do we have? Could we do another test?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got plenty of dynamite. Then there are whole crates of dynamite.
Yeah. You don't want to use too much of it, because Ghost Rock is money. And anything that we sell is...
But survival is more important.
Yeah, that is true. However, we want to be prudent. And, well, our explosive man apparently has narcolepsy, so...
Well, I steal all his chips while he's away.
Yaha!
Thus guaranteeing my own survival.
Trust me, nothing is going to guarantee your survival. You're right next to the explosives. You're going to die. But fortunately, all the white people live.
We can barely hear you, Sharon. We can't hear you. It's just you're very faint.
Just out of curiosity, about how much is 80 to 90 pounds of ghost rock actually worth?
A lot.
I think the translation is a metric shit ton.
Not enough for me to buy my
dragon skin.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Ah,
hello.
There is an explosive set.
No, there isn't. Run away!
I do. I cast elemental protection on myself and jump in the water.
Going price of ghost rock is about $100 a pound.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, still. We're not using more
Why
than 20...
Why do you think they wanted to take...
We're not using more than 20 pounds on this, and that's $2,000 each, at least.
Fair point here. This isn't actually our ghost.
And there will be two people on the ground there who may not want the explosion to be as big as we can make it.
Well, no, my point is that there might be, like, investors or whatnot in this mine. I mean...
They probably don't.
Even if it is, we can blame everything on Kang.
Yes, that's very nice from a point of someone who's a thief. However, if we take the ghost rock and we know of survivors or of investors, then really it's their ghost rock.
And we're not taking all of the ghost rock, we're just taking 20 pounds each.
Right.
Who would ever miss it?
Yes, you're not hearing what I'm saying. It's not the effectiveness of what we are doing. It's the moral issue of what we are doing, because we would be stealing.
Preacher man, stealing. God helps those who help themselves.
That's not in the Bible at any place. That is
who
not.
Would we be stealing from? The dead people?
The investors, the people who own this place. I'm just saying, as a point further down the road.
These are individuals.
Right. Usually a mining concern this big does have a business that is sponsoring it. These poor schmoes here were probably hired to mine it, as opposed to being the actual owners of the claim.
Yeah.
And I worked in a mine, and I was shanghaied there. I have no problems with stealing from somebody who could be doing the same thing.
I don't know what their morals are, and it's just we should do further research before we go, I'm rich now. It might not, it might be someone else's property, and I am really super not okay with us stealing from
Can we blow the ship up first and then worry about this later?
Yeah, we can.
We are apparently very much okay with blowing the hell out of stuff, but taking it?
Yes.
So cool. Let's just get this done and worry about the fiddly details later.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. It's not good for Rich.
If we're still alive afterwards, fine.
Just make sure the preacher man's dead. That's all.
He's going to be down with the explosion. I don't think that's a problem.
All right.
So we've got a plan. So the preacher man's going to be playing the part of a dead body somewhere down in the debris field. We've got Young playing the part of one of the pirates to push aboard the ore cart. You've got another pirate.
We've adjusted the amount of ghost rock in the cart as well.
Sorry. Before we do this, while James was dropping in and out, it was suggested that we test ghost rock in the center, explosive packed with rock, ghost rock on the outside, to see if it set off the ghost rock on the outside.
Sure, you could do that, and I assume you're going to use it back into the island where you're not going to cause so much damage, it's visible.
And we're going to be a bit further away than 10.
Right. Sure. We'll just not roll for that. But yeah, with enough to kind of blink at to keep the explosion from expanding too quickly. And basically, you can wrap it in a whole bunch of really thick wool blankets, which they're plentiful here. It's enough to cause it to not start a chain reaction.
Oh, goodness.
That is really going to suck for us down there. Really going to suck. But, all right.
Well, I mean, you were also talking about setting it for a 5-minute detonation. You can always set it longer and wait, you know, so that the abysmal pulls away, maybe.
Yeah, and it's going to probably have, we're not going to come back here, so everyone get on board. Hey, what are you white guys doing here?
I am now thinking we should set the thing for shorter, just enough time to...
Well, here's how the time is set, so if you think at the time, just nudge it closer.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm actually thinking more like 3 minutes, but...
Yeah.
We will see how long it takes me to work my way down to wherever I have to deposit the ghost.
Yeah, well, you've got everything there. You know how the timer works, so, yeah. I mean, that's as sophisticated as it needs to be.
I'm gonna say maybe make sure that's not the first load that goes on, and see how long it takes the average between loads to get loaded, because that's gonna dictate what the timer gets set for.
We've only got a couple of carts down there, so it's gonna be loaded on very quickly soon.
Well, that is not a bad idea. Jeez. See how long it takes.
Any other preparation?
A quick question with elemental manipulation. I can manipulate air, and it says the caster can create lesser air currents, blow out a candle, fan a flame, lift a skirt, or cool his body. Could I potentially do something where I manipulate that switch? Yes, no, maybe so?
No, you
okay.
have to be able
Done.
To see it.
Done.
While you're still
I don't.
Sight.
No, it's smart. But no, that's fine.
Right. So you can go around flipping up women's skirts. Right.
And you call yourself a man of the cloth.
Man of the cloth.
Skirts of cloth.
He's allowed to look.
Oh, my lord. Young, let's get on with this. What were you saying?
I was just going to say that I go around and find the least exploded clothes from the dead bodies.
Sure. Anybody got a disguise skill?
It is based off of persuasion. Uh-huh. And no, I do not have
that. I do have one. Or I have a persuasion skill.
Give me a roll if you want to help Young out. Otherwise...
Yep.
I will help Young out.
Well,
you can both help if you want.
Okay. Hang on.
Who's going to be the primary?
I will. All
right.
Unless you want to. Or do you care?
I know.
Okay.
Better.
All right. You go and
I'm. It's not people, so I don't know if you get the bonus.
Okay.
Yeah. Still a success.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Looks good. So it's a success, but no raise. Okay.
I have to say, I do not think charismatic will apply. Either of the roles.
Yeah, it's tied in.
No,
we can see what the die roll. We're good. Okay, sounds good. And so you get all this set up. You got Sarah in the sniper's nest. And Luke, what are you doing during all of this?
I'll be setting up, well, not so much another sniper's nest, but another thing where I can overlook where the boat to be, so I can be throwing dynamite and keeping an eye on the prisoners to make sure they don't get up to doing mischief.
Okay, so you're going to goad the one to do the hand wave, I guess.
Actually, I've just realized I can just grab someone's arm that's been ripped off and use that to wave. I'm sure there's going to be body parts around.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there you go. Chinese hand waving.
All right. Well, we'll go on for the Abyssal's approach. And, it does come steaming in to the wharf. You see, in fact, it is a very sleek, very black ironclad. It is currently flying the Iron Dragon flag. The pirate skull and bones is not visible currently. And aboard the decks, top deck, you can see it's just bristling with cannons. And there's easily a dozen men aboard, kind of looking out. They're all armed with rifles. They're all Chinamen, as it comes into the little jetty there that extends out. There is a plate that's lowered on the side of the hull, and it kind of clangs down right onto the wooden planks, which splinter a little bit. And you're down there, Young. All right, let's see. I'm going to give this guy a notice roll. Based on your disguise.
57.
Guys that are on board right now are not wild cards, so no, completely. Look at that. Look at that. A one. Yeah, you're apparently you Chinamen look all alike, even to other Chinamen.
I was going to make the same joke.
Aren't you glad you didn't?
Half a dozen of them come out through to the drop steel plate as well, and they start, grabbing carts of the Ghost Rock that are still lined up over here, and they start pushing them aboard. One of them comes up to Yu Young and asks, where are the other men?
I gesture up the cliff.
Right, he kind of shields his eyes to look up at the cliff. Do we get a random dead appendage wave?
Well, unless he's sort of shouting or something, we're not necessarily going to. I look up. I don't see anyone immediately. I suspect everything.
I wave at them.
Right. Wave back.
Guys, good. Did you have any trouble with the mopping up? Are all the prospectors dead then?
I got caught in the explosion, so I expect I have bandages or something on me. So no more than usual.
I see. And how many of your men did we lose?
I do not know. Not my men.
How many of you are left?
Five.
Yeah. He kind of motions off to you, and he has some people to come and grab the cart that you were standing next to, which is the cart with the explosive. And he says, good, go get your men. We depart soon. And unless you're doing something to stop it, they're grabbing the cart and start pulling it aboard. If you want to try and nudge the the timer, you can.
Yeah.
They may notice
the
you doing
it. I've got. Yeah, I guess I plunged my hand into the...
So what skill would we ask for a kind of a subtle move like that?
Stealth.
Sure, we'll let you have a stealth roll, and if you do really well,
I don't know anything else that I got. Yeah.
Someone has stealth. Woohoo! It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know what else it would come under. I could use
running. Be general agility, otherwise. So you need some sort of stealth.
I'm going to say also, since you're kind of doing this stealthy and you can't really take a good look at what you're doing, you're not going to have too great of an idea of how long it's set for.
Yeah.
I can go.
Are you going for less time or more time? You know, like, are you going to nudge it the large way, or are you going to nudge it just a little?
Just a little way, because, right. I mean, it's going straight on there, so we'll see what happens.
Sure, give me your self roll.
Don't fumble.
Okay, it's a success.
We'll do fumble and set it off now. He's always fun.
Four, okay.
I did roll a one on the notice roll.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of passive. They're not really, they're not really suspicious. So good enough. Yeah, he looks at you and says, "Ah, put it back. No stealing."
I hang my head.
He's gonna assume you're stealing Strux.
Yeah, because I couldn't have done that before they turned up. I waited until he was right in front of me. But,
yeah,
I hang
exactly.
my head and drop something on there.
Yeah, all right.
Typical
kind of back. And
doesn't know when to steal.
A hearty laugh and says, "There'll be enough of it to go around for all of us. No need to get greedy." And he kind of shoes you on with a push to go get your men as they load it on board.
All right.
Making secret roll to see how far you actually moved it.
I will go. Gideon is down here. Yes.
Yes, he is playing.
I will walk past him on the way to the cliff. Then I will kneel down beside him, pull out my scythe and stab it into the ground near him so that it looks as though I've just put somebody out of their misery, and then kick him into the water.
All right. I will make it hey! The traditional desperate.
Do you want an epiphany card? If you need to make a swim more often, go ahead.
No, I'll be full underwater.
Okay. No, just bang.
The water does not scare me.
All right. And so you're going to take the lift back up top, since it's really the only way to get up.
Yes, the rickety old lift.
Yep, that takes, as you remember, a while to get up the side of the cliff.
How long has it been since in between us doing the thing and, no, in between us killing them all and the boat turning up?
Oh, and the boat turning up? Most of a day.
It's just for gaining power points back, so if I can run back up the wall, this thing start to explode.
Sure.
So yeah.
Sure. Yeah, it's been a good 12 hours.
Right. Well, yeah, I take the lift up there. So yeah,
it regens at a rate, doesn't it? So many points per hour.
Yeah, one an hour.
Yeah.
So I get in the lift, I take the rickety old lift to the top, and I hope that it doesn't explode before I get to the top and can bump it down.
Let's see, I'm going to remember how I did this. I let it move
slow speed
per turn. So let's see, that's going to be 1, 2, 4, 5.
Turns would be different to minutes.
I don't know how long a round or whatever it is.
Nope, just doing some quick figuring, and the lift reaches the top. They're still loading ore aboard. Still lots of men. They actually get a few more men out. Actually, one of the ogre things that you've seen before, a couple of them come out to pick up a ore cart that the wheel is no longer rolling well on, and they just lift it between them and carry it in.
All right. I hurry over and tell the others what's going on.
In the meantime, Gideon, you're in the water. What's going on?
I am going to cast Elemental Projection and GTF over.
Right.
This is not the place I want to be.
Do you have the swim skill? Because not being able to breathe water is one thing, but if you can't swim, you can't really move very far.
No. I ain't got no squid.
All right, cast your spell first. Let's see if you're...
I'll give you a chance. You said no. You better walk along the bottom, actually, given where you are.
No, he's buoyant. Yeah. He has to swim.
Yeah.
Okay, 6. So you made it. So, unskilled swimming roll.
Alright, well, then I'm going to boost lower trait. I'm going to boost my swim skill from a D to a D4.
Unskilled?
Yep.
It's a whole +2.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. The Lord has imparted you with the ability to move through water.
All motivation.
All right, let's see. Okay, let me see how far away you get from the blast. So that's a... How many raises is that? That's a success with...
3
Well, that was just a boost roll.
Well,
it wasn't actually a swim roll.
Yeah, it raises it to a D6. Yeah, now I have a D6.
You still have the -2, though.
No.
Why 4? -2?
Because unskilled roll is a D4 -2. You may roll the D4 to D6, but you still have the -2.
Well, no, he raises it from D4 minus 2 to D4, and then from D4 to D6.
I got you.
That's okay. The next step up.
Sure.
Yep, so it's just a guts roll, so that's my roll. Bam. Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay, so now how many raises?
So God didn't want you to move through water.
Yep, that's two raises.
Two raises, okay. Just look something up real quick here.
I'm going to try to put the mesa between myself and the explosion if I can.
The only way you could do that is to swim around the island. You can't swim under it.
Alright.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. In the meantime, we're aiming at whoever's currently off the ship, so we can kill them if the explosion doesn't take them out.
Okay, so for this particular roll, your swim skill was as if it were correct?
Yep.
Which means that you can move at a pace 3. Since you got a couple of raises there, I'll extend that out. It'll move you.
Okay.
Yes, there is a, you know, mid being loaded in, and I'm going to just roll something random here, even odd. Okay, a couple of the ogres are actually outside of the ship when this happens, and, you know, they're getting ready. There's one last orc heart that's left over. They got it. They're going over there, trying to rock it back and forth. It's stuck really good from taking some damage, and then there's just this horrendous explosion. And it's the whole ship, you know, as you're watching, I guess everyone's watching, seems to bulge from the middle out. And it seems like the ship is created well enough, the welds are tight enough, that it almost is able to contain the explosion. It just kind of, it's like an inflating beach ball as the entire ship kind of becomes spherical in the middle, and then the top erupts like the top of one of those Jiffy Pop popcorns as the metal just shreds, and the force of the explosion is blown up through the top of the ship, not the bottom. Lucky for you. So I would like everybody here to give me a vigor roll.
Ooh.
Is at some Woo-hoo! Kind of minuses because I'm with something that transmits force very well.
Oh, actually, no. You get a plus. Give me a vigor roll and a plus.
That's us.
My increase of vigor helped.
Force of the explosion is funneled into the least path of least resistance. So the bottom plate was very strong. Top plate was not. So most of the explosion is funneled to the top. So very little that goes from the bottom. You're going to roll some damage here in a minute. But did anyone fail their vigor roll?
I did, yes.
Okay. All right.
But we are 40 yards off.
Yeah. All of you are rocked. All of you are rocked on your feet slightly as the whole island trembles from the force of the explosion. And go ahead and roll me 3d6 of damage down there in the water as you're getting hit by concussive force.
3d6, you said.
3d6.
Well, that's not really what I want to see, you know, to be honest with you.
14. That's a lot. Yep. What is your toughness?
14.
No, toughness.
Totally a 14? Oh, 5.
All right.
So how many shaking with two is that? Shaking with two wounds.
Shaking two wounds, unless you want to spend a chip for your vigor roll.
I will spend a chip to... No, I'm going to spend a chip to soak it. That's... Wait, no, I succeeded. Young failed. He was...
No. This is... I'm asking you if you want to soak the damage that you just took. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I spend a chip to soak the damage.
Okay.
So...
So give me the bigger roll there.
And I have a neat little thing called a lawn that allows me to take a bless too. Which... Fuck it.
That's a whole bunch of this, though.
Yeah, so I will be shaking with one.
Lucky for you, you can breathe water right now. Otherwise, that might be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you are pushed violently, knocked to and fro underneath the water there. Luckily, you're not... actually, you are kind of close to the island, so you're also getting torn apart a little bit by the reef structure around. That's going to account for some of the damage there as well. And there's also this big plume of smoke and earth and metal bits that are just thrown into the air. There's also the sound. It sounds like, you know, 1,000 voices screeching and screaming.
1,000 voices shouting out as one, and then we're silent.
Yes. Now, let me see if my ogre vibe.
Sure, why not?
I'm going to go with no. No, they did.
Unlikely.
Well, they didn't even roll a six on any of those damage.
What? I call bullcrap on that. What have you done to these dice, Bert? What have you done?
That first one might actually survive. Let's see.
See? Six. Yeah, he was one behind the car. Give him a little bit more protection.
So he's got a toughness of 11.
That was 24, so 13. Oh, no, that's more than three razors.
Yeah.
That's a wound plus three razors.
No, it's 24. If he's got a toughness of 11, that's 11, 15, 19, 23. That's three exactly.
Yep.
There's no more. So he's wounded, shaken, and three wounds.
Yep. So I'm going to spend a chip to see it's a soak, and let's see. This is bigger.
Better than any of ours.
I'm sure it is.
Not mine, bro. I have a D12+27.
We watch him as he can't get up at us next. He starts climbing the cliff.
All right, 10. So.
I'm
yeah, he lives. And the other ogre.
Better freaking die.
Hey! He's rolled. He's gone. Three sixes.
Yeah, he's
gone. Laws of probability still apply.
So only 44.
Well, he can't soak enough.
Well, he could. I mean, if he exploded enough, he could keep going. Sure. But it'd be a waste of a chip to do that. Waste your chips on this or anything.
Oh, don't encourage a GM to not waste his chips. Oh, look at that. He didn't make it.
He took off a whole one wound.
I was going to name that guy George.
Well, we still got one around.
Yeah, we've got one around.
I will name him.
And us upon the cliff.
Okay, so, yeah, you, there's, so, you know, it's hard to see anything that's going on because everything's covered in dust and whatnot there. And go ahead, and you can keep it with a D6 for now, but go ahead and give me your swim roll there for Gideon.
Yeah.
All right, you're able to right yourself and figure out which way is up and which way is down after being, you know, knocked head over heels. And so you can head for the surface without any problem.
Well, I'm going to cast healing on myself first.
The pointy bit that's hurting me is down.
Nope. Really? Don't want to be swimming through fire.
I've got my goggles on to help protect me from all the crap that's flying around so I can see.
Yes, that's what's going to be the pure protection.
Now I get to clear off all of this lovingly crafted list of points that everyone died.
Sorry about that, Bert.
You set it up so that this was what was going to happen, to be honest.
Well, you know, you had a couple of points there where they could have figured the ruse out. You would have had to battle. You did good. Waffles for everyone.
Waffles.
I remember a game of mine where you and Travis just smoked waffles.
That's right.
That's right. I think Logan was in there too, which would help explain a lot.
No, he wasn't. It was just those. Boy, did they love waffles.
All right.
It was the one ogre. It was the Fates, dressed in false game. Yes.
The one ogre that's left. Young, you recover first.
I failed my vigor roll while I was at the top of the thing, and
yes,
nothing
and
has happened.
I will tell you what will happen later.
No, you've been penetrated by the souls of the damned.
Yep, quite possibly. Okay. No, I'm going to wait to see what the ogre does. So, I have got my Joker, so I'll wait until after he's gone to see what he does.
We'll put you on hold then. And Gideon, you wanted to try and heal yourself. You're able
yep.
to basically get to a piece of wharf, and so you're on a good stable place now. So go ahead.
Oh, good. Yeah, totally
good. Good. All right. The ogre has a chance to notice you over there.
Oh, no! I regret all my decisions.
He does, and he charges you. You can interrupt at any time, Young. He is charging towards Gideon.
How far? I mean, how 60
You're at the top
foot.
Of the mesa, so 60-foot drop down.
And it's 3 foot to a yard, approximately.
Yep.
Yes, or exactly, you know.
All
Have
right,
you ever
then.
Seen how those deer look in front of the charging car? That's kind of how I look, like, what?
So 20 yards, even with your pace, can you make 20 yards?
Well, I'm at the top of the cliff and he's at the bottom, right? Yep. So I...
Well, yeah, cool gravity.
Well, surviving the end of it.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I cast Bulwark.
And what is your pace?
My pace is 8.
You can't quite reach the bottom in one.
Nope. Well, I could. I'm Well, let's see what happens.
It totally needs to be a power where you can fall, where you can do that sort of drop and survive at the end.
Mm-hmm. Do you successfully cast?
I successfully cast.
I know what we should do. We're not going to. But what you do is you drop down onto the ogre and kill him, and then you use Logos's survival wounds card to go, hey, I'm fine.
Oh, man. The wily coyote approach.
I spend a blue chip to add a d6 to the roll.
Okay. Six.
Ooh. Nice. Ooh. Which means, yeah, because it's at a lesser effect. If with a raise, I can move at my full pace down the thing with it. With only a success, it's half my pace.
All right,
so I move pace. 8 pace, which is, 16 yards down there.
Yeah, and I think if you just take a move action, you can double your pace? Is that
gyro? No, you can run, which you is run. An additional...
Oh, you get to roll double. An additional. You want to run then, otherwise you can make it...
No, because that would have negated my +2 from the thing. So this round, I start walking down the wall towards them.
All right, in which case, the Chinese ogre there, very pissed off, is going to try and beat your head in there. unfortunately, Gideon, as you're clutching a piece of this shattered pier, this unfortunately large creature is above you. He's gotten a piece of one of the pylons that the wharf was driven into the seabed with. He's got a shattered piece of that he's wielding as a club.
Oh. I look up at him bemused.
Whack-a-mole time, yeah.
What's happening here? I'm sorry. I just had my brains beaten about by a large explosion underwater.
All right, fight and roll then. D8. He's not all that great at fighting. He might miss. You're half in water.
It's not like he's a wildcat or anything.
That's not like...
Oh, unfortunately, he rolled an 8. Explodes. 12.
Yeah,
so I think you're not going to be able to parry that.
I think floating on a piece of driftwood, I don't get a parry. That's just me.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to hurt.
Logos has got the Ahilo wounds card, so that's fine.
Why do all the monsters, the huge monsters, hate me? Right, have I done?
You're Mormon.
Come out of the mist and one-shot me.
Oh, you're lucky. I rolled the die and it didn't stay in the window, and I had rolled a 12. But what I did roll in the window was a 1.
Oh, nice.
So it's a mere 3 points of damage.
Oh, I can soak that. Yeah. Sweet.
Well, it's lower than your toughness, so.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping for the...
Did you roll an additional D6?
Oh, I didn't roll the additional D6. You're right. You got the raise.
Yeah. No, not that I want
that's
him
a 6. Jeez. So an 11 points, unfortunately, is more than your toughness.
Yup, that is my toughness plus a raise. I just shake it. Yeah. Wound and shake it.
All right, Luke. Still a little dusty down there, but you see all of this going on. Take a shot if you want, but with the dust.
No, I want to actually just delay first and let Bam Bam Beauchamp go first.
All right, so yeah, sure, you can delay. Sarah, you've got the sniper nest. Unfortunately, your aim bonus is going to be canceled by all the dust, so it's just a straight roll.
Okay.
And what does that fall under for your range? That should be, medium for you?
Yep. That is medium. So I am going to take a shot at the ogre. Of course I am. I have to save my friend.
That's a hit with
That's two. Definitely a raise.
We hit with a raise. Go ahead and roll your damage there.
Yay.
Yeah, he's got really good toughness and stuff.
Toughness
and he's 11. Got vigor and up the wazoo.
Whoa, nice.
Oh, 21.
21, okay.
That'll
so
sting.
That is 11 over.
That's
10 over.
10 over, you're right. It's 10 over.
That's 1 and 2 raises.
Many dice.
Shaken and 2 raises.
Shaken and 2 wounds. I'll go ahead and spend a chip to let him soak. He has a vigor of D12. Here we go. 12!
Hello?
Yep.
12!
Oh, man! It
doesn't make any difference, mate.
Yeah.
Your shooting made him better!
my God.
The shot was dead on, but the ogre's hide, you're sure you hit him? You even saw a little splot of blood, but it didn't seem to slow him in the least bit. And Luke, back up to you.
Okay, you shot him in the head, but that wasn't his weak point. But I'm going to shoot as well. Aim cancelled out by dust.
You have rifle?
I have marksman.
No, I mean for a gun.
Oh, yeah, I got a rifle. Yeah, I got a rifle. Yep, I've got one as well. Where's my shooting rifle? There it is.
Oh.
Oh, I had a rifle.
Yeah.
I don't have a rifle
anymore.
That's
definitely a gun jam there. All right, so we're back.
Too much debris in the air.
With the Chinese ogre going first, wanting to finish off the holy man.
You didn't unhold me, so I didn't get a new.
Oh, you're right.
I can stay at 7, just fix it up. Yeah, I don't care.
I'll re-roll it. Heck with it. Ding. Luke, you do that.
The only other thing I have at hand is the dynamite, and that's a bit too dangerous to start throwing with.
You can try and clear the jam there. And shoot as two actions and take the multi-action penalty. You still have the dust penalty too, though.
Yep. Oh, what the hell. I can only roll what I roll. Right, I'll unjam and fire. And so it's a -2. Well, up.
Minus 4. The dust and it's dust.
Negates by marksman.
Oh, so minus. Nice.
Yeah, I shoot him anyway.
All right. Hit with a raise. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Okay. Hopefully this will work.
Get your extra d6.
Meh. Oh, it'll shoot, but yeah.
Once again,
though.
Yeah, these things are tough. I mean, bullet just bounces off its hide. Young, so you're most of the way down the cliff.
All right, well, I'll take the round to sprint the rest of the way down there because I got my razor, I can do that, and I will draw my scythe from out of my sleeve, so I'm ready to parry for it.
Sure. Since you are sprinting, though, you cannot take a fight action at the end of it, but you are down in there.
Yes, I could if I wanted to take the additional negative
penalty. That's true.
But yeah, I'm just running down there and moving a pace of 11 this time.
Deadeye Sarah. You're up.
Okay, I'm going to try this. Is the dust still negating my...
Yes, it
is. All right, here we go. One more time. Shooting.
If you're not having trouble with shooting, a cold shot to unarmored or vital areas will increase your damage, but you can't do a wild attack.
Oh, well, that's a hit.
Okay, hit and raise.
-2 for the range.
Oh, that's right. So no raise, but a hit.
It's a hit. Okay.
Yep.
And that's that is too many dice for the Winchester.
Nope, not for the Winchester 73. You have a Winchester 76.
I don't have either of those.
I've got a 76, and it's just two dice.
And it's still 76.
No, for 73, it's 3.
Okay.
It is. okay, so that exceeds his toughness by 14.
73 is 2d8.
What?
Yep, it says it's 2d9s and other range weapons.
All right, so you want me to re-roll that?
Yeah,
go ahead
and re-roll.
It's a 2d8?
Yep, pretty much.
Okay.
Yep, 2d8.
Okay, so it's right-click to get multiple?
Yeah, just hold it, right-click, and drop them.
Okay.
You have a strength of d6, by the way.
Okay, re-roll your d8. You raised on that 8, so roll another d8.
Okay.
Okay, so it's 5 over its toughness.
Boom. You wounded it. Ooh.
Yep, and it will, it's going to go ahead and spend a chip to, since I've got him, why not? Yeah.
Jeez.
Once again, rolls a 12 and a 1, so more than enough to soak that.
This
and
is the problem with this goddamn gun.
Okay.
Once again, it seems like it's just reacting to the gunshots like they were flea bites and just kind of shakes them off.
All right. Yeah. Just correcting my character sheet now.
And unfortunately for the preacher man...
Ignore that.
the pure trunk comes down once again on the preacher man.
Still looking very confused and why the sky is punching me in the face.
Actually, he goes for that baseball swing, points to the back crowd, and unfortunately, he's got so much torque on it, it just slips out of his hand, and he loses his piece of pier. It just goes sailing all over, off over your head. Gideon, it's you.
I will try to unshake it.
Shake, shake, shake.
There it is. Yep. Well, that was truly amazing.
Still shaking in your boots. You can spin the chip to be unshaken automatically.
No, I look up at the sky and still wonder, why is the sky punching me?
God is mad at you because you're splitting hairs when you're talking about lying. See,
probably not the best way to act.
All right, Gideon, you do act first, though.
I was going to say, Yong, if you want to, I've got the card here that says, pretend you've got a joker. So if you want to sort of get an extra punch in on the action.
All right. You are unshaken there, Gideon, unless Young wants to take that card.
No, you can go do your stuff, whatever you're going to do.
No, I don't. I was going to say, if you're down there, you're going to punch more than one extra +2 or something. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. You are unshaken, but you didn't roll well enough to be able to act as well.
Simple.
Yep. So it is Young's turn.
Yeah, give me the Joker card. Let's see what we can do with that.
Okay. Drop it on your drink. So you have to give me something.
Yep. All right. Well, I play that. And that's the only one I've got that will be any use for you. So I act as if I have a Joker this round. So I get a +2 on all the things that I do. So I'm going to try and do 3 actions.
Ooh.
I'm going to do an acrobatic style trick. As I'm running up to confront him, I'm going to sort of leapfrog over the top of him to try and put him momentarily at a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to attack him twice once we each hand. So first of all, I get an opposed. It's an opposed agility. Well, everything's nothing. It works out as a blank. It would be at negative.
You've got 3 actions, so it's negative right. 1 per action. Could be -3.
It's -2 per action.
Oh.
But I have acrobatic, so I get a +2 on any agility type tricks that I do, which involve my whole body, which is why I'm leapfrogging over the top of him, so he doesn't know what's going on.
Good.
+2 from the Joker. So. Opposed agility.
Okay, so that gives you a wash on the first roll, but the 2 attack rolls would still have a negative.
Yes, they would, but I also have an edge, which is cancel out the attack rolls if I cancel out multi-action penalties. I have thought of this.
All right, let's try your trick then. It's going to be agility versus agility.
It is over his head and hopefully confuse him as he the flying.
Yeah, because I'm sure the ogre has no agility at all.
He's got a 7.
Bah!
Okay. All right. Do you want to re-roll it? It's a chip.
I've got plenty of chips. Yeah, I'll spend a white chip too. Can I double click? No, you can't. Dragon on there. Bing.
Oh, you got it that time.
Definitely.
All right. Puts him at a disadvantage.
-2 to his parry, and because it was by a raise, shaken as well.
And he will spend the chip just to not be shaken right off the bat.
Okay, that's groovy. Now I'll unleash my fist of fury at his face. Or his general.
Does reduce his parry to a 4.
Whoa! Oh,
there you go. Hit with a raise. Go ahead and do your damage. I think the +2 of the Joker, does that extend to damage too? Since
that does extend to damage. Yeah,
there you go.
So I unleash Clawing Fury!
Well, call them Fury.
No, I don't know. Exactly equal to his toughness. Well, no, it's already factored as 2, apparently.
But,
or do you get a further +2?
No, I added the +2 on there. So.
Okay. Second attack, then.
And then the Sire comes out and tries to catch him on the side of the head.
No. Hmm? Sorry, if you... No. Just working out what was said.
6 is still better than his current parry of 4.
It's not. It's a 4.
It is
it's meant to be a
2.
4. Okay. So, okay, just an ordinary smash. This is...
9.
Ah, another 9. Complete. Oh, no, an 11. That one didn't add +2. So. Yeah,
but even so, 11 is...
No, it makes him shaken, doesn't it?
I think you have to beat when you're doing toughness.
No, it's just equal to.
Okay. Well, it will make him shaken then.
And then I go... That's me.
Yes.
And I go... whoops.
Hi, how you doing?
Somebody finish him off.
All right. His turn is next, and he will make his vigor roll to become unshaken.
Spirit.
Spirit roll. Spirit. And they're not very spiritual people, so. 4. He is unshaken, but cannot act. And I am out of chips. So he just simply is unshaken. And Luke, back to you.
There's still dust in the air.
Yes, there is.
But I am going to make a cold shot on his... I assume his head's vulnerable. It's a vulnerable area. So it's
certainly
going to be
one
minus,
of the largest parts of him.
-2 to that. And the rest of it, the debris washes out my aim. Shoot. No. Nah, it was worth a shot. Right.
Well, Deadeye's
so we are trying to do more damage to him because of his high toughness. And to do that, according to the combat guide, is you try and do cold shots. So.
Okay,
Sarah, back to you.
I'm just going to take another shot at him.
That hits. No raise. So do you damage?
Okay.
Wait, is that taking your -2 for raise?
Oh, wait, -2. Yeah, so no, unfortunately.
Why am I at a -2?
The dust is still in the air.
But you gave me a +2 for aiming.
You're right. Sniper nest.
Yep. Yeah.
+2 for aiming. -2 for dust. -2 for range. That's
medium range, so
which is -2.
Yeah, minus. Okay,
it's
so
-2.
I should have had another -2 on mine.
So I do not hit.
Unfortunately, no, you do not.
Okay.
You're getting range modifiers.
Yeah.
Functionally, Young is light on his feet, recovers quickly, and it's back to you.
Oh, actually, the minus I take should be depending on where I'm trying to hit him.
All right, well, I shall just... I will try and put him down as quickly as I can, and I will unleash a wild attack at him. So temporarily reducing my parry to up my attack against him.
Oh, your parry is only double my parry.
Are you doing multiple attacks? Or just
no, just a single fighting action. Okay. Pow! God, that's horrible.
Equal to you tap his parry. You do succeed.
All right. This time I unleash... Breath of Fire! God, another 9! Oh, plus 2. 11! Still shaking.
All right, well, keeping him occupied is certainly helpful. He will attempt to become unshaken. Oh, wrong die for that. He's not a bow spirit.
I'll take that roll, though, Bert.
Will you take that one? Mm-hmm. Because it's the same roll anyway, I think. Nope, it's less 2. There you go. So he remains shaken. Gideon, you're still like half in the water here.
Oh, it's not God punching me.
Yep.
It is, in fact, this ginormous ogre.
It seems to be distracted as it's basically slapping around trying to get a hold of Young, who is too quick for it.
Could I do a touch on Young? Would that be feasible here?
Sure, you're all within melee range.
All right, then I will try to...
It will
tell him to.
Movement, okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I will tell him. Strike him down in the name of the Lord. All right. So now you have. I'll spend a blue chip on this. I automatically get a raise. So you have plus 4 to all of your damage. Now.
Ooh, nice gang attack. And Luke.
Yeah. I'm still going to do random stuff. I've got still plenty of bullets on the rifle. For. Called shot, his head is actually a minus 4, and with the range is minus 2, so it makes a minus 6 all up. So I need to roll quite well in order to shoot him, but what the hell? Nothing venture, nothing gains. And it didn't actually end up on the table, so it didn't actually roll. I'll do it that way then. Ha ha!
Hey!
Ha ha!
So you
screw
hit.
You.
Yeah.
And
raise.
A raise.
And a raise.
Well.
Hitting a raise. Get your extra d6 and damage there. And it was a headshot, right?
Yeah, and I can't remember what the cord shot gives me in terms of the bonus.
Plus 4 to damage for a head or vital shot.
Okay, and so that plus the normal damage of this.
Wow, so 20?
20. Yeah, he'll just... He can't shake it off anymore. Ha!
Yeah,
fuck it.
Yeah, no.
So that's one or two raises, so that's an extra 2 wounds on top of his shaken.
Yeah,
He's
not a wild card, so yeah, you basically just have to wound him and have a stick. Yeah.
Yeah, so I shoot him, bullet, and it goes to the probably the back of his head, and it just explodes his face out all over Young.
Luckily, the bullet wasn't included in that explosion of war.
Well, it would be a shame to waste this amazing damage bonus. I turn on Gideon.
Strike him down in the name of the Lord! Oh, wait, you're filthy pagan! No!
So yeah, this is when we do. This is why you need to do things like cold shots and stuff.
So, when the ogre goes down, that there are no more non-friendlies moving along the beach.
Not that anyone notices. I mean, no one's actually checked out the ship yet. Which, you know, if anyone survived that,
I'm going to start scanning and making sure that the ogre was the last of our worries and that we don't have any more coming up. Right.
Because of the dust and where you are on the top of the mesa, you really can't look inside the ship.
I'm not looking.
Don't see anything moving on the outside.
Okay.
I wipe some survivor. I mean, no, wipe some of the enemy. I mean, dust off me.
All right. So
call it. Would this be a convenient place to take a break?
Sure. We're almost at the 2-hour mark. Let's go ahead and take a 5 here. Stop the recording.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com.
Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.